I think before we move to the book of Titus and on to Corinthians, I think there's need to say just a few words of balance on some of what we've had before us this morning. We are not robots. The Lord's will for each of our lives is different. And some might get the impression from the reading this morning that it is the absolute directive will that everyone here would be married. Is that true? Well, of course it's not. It's the Lord directing each of us according to His plan. We echo again the words from 384. I'll bless the hand that guided. I'll bless the heart that planned. The servant of the Lord, who perhaps in the last 200 years was used more than any I know of amongst us, was J.N.D. We most carry his translation. I hope that our young brothers at least, and young sisters, as the Lord would give you a chance, you'd be spending time in his collected writings. There came the time in his life when he was ready to be married. And he felt, and the woman that he was going to marry felt, they could both serve the Lord better by being single. They went those directions. The happiest pathway for any of us will be the pathway that he has led him. The pathway that he will give grace to serve him will be the pathway that he has led us in. So I just think it's necessary to just bring that balance in. That what I really want is I want to say, as Paul said in Acts 9, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Now that's the key to what we're having here. Lord, what is it that you want me to do? So I don't know whether anybody else wants to say anything about that. If you do, now would be the time instead of going back to it.
But again, it's that idea that every and each one of us, those who belong to the Lord Jesus, are vessels of honor, no matter what sphere you are in. And being in the way, as long as you are being in the way, the Lord will take care of everything you need. I made a comment earlier, you get to a certain age, you said, oh no, I'm not married yet, let me just hurry up and get somebody, because that's just the way it should be. No, we don't do that. We continue in the way. And the Lord would lead us. As long as we are in His hand, He knows what's best for us. We just don't want to move faster than Him or slower than Him. There was the psalmist that said, I will lead you. You would not be like a horse or like a donkey. The horse would just like to run. And the donkey, you got to kick him to run. And you don't want to be either one. You just want to be in the Lord, by the well of water, standing fast, knowing that He is Lord, He's Master, and He will lead you all the way. And again, that's not only just for the idea of marriage. I know many of you have long way before you come and you start thinking about that. What school? What job? What career? What friends? Which place? Who I'm going to hang around with? All of these things are little decisions that you're going to make. Being in the way, being standing by the well of water, being where Abraham's family is supposed to be, and being in the spirit of prayer, the Lord will continue to lead you in that way. And remember the characteristic that we said. These are characteristics that ought to characterize the believers, sisters, or brothers. Not only when you come to the marriage relationship, but at school, at home, in your local assembly, anywhere. You gotta be pure, you gotta be holy, you gotta be faithful, you gotta walk by faith, you gotta obey the word of God. You gotta serve the Lord and not to be lazy about it. And you've gotta have a reputation that is well known that you belong to the Lord Jesus. You are not doing it to please man or to show off. You're doing it to the Lord. And the Lord will take care of that.
Now, we want to turn to Titus 2. I realize that the first couple of verses perhaps don't apply to most of us here, but remember, John and Jami has joined us this morning. So we do have some of the aged men here with us. But there's another reason we want to bring these verses in. So let's ask somebody, Joe, verses 1 through 8.
Can we have somebody else?
Who do you want to read? Mr. Ridikoff. Thank you, sir.
Jason, all right. One of you guys.
Titus 1 through 9 of chapter 2.
But speak now the things which become sound doctrine. Let the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged woman likewise, that they be in behavior as becoming holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young woman to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. To be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, and to the word of God. And that the word of God not be blasphemed. Young men likewise exhort to be sober minded, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, and that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters, and to please them well in all things, not answering again.
Read verse 10 also, if you would.
Not prolonging, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things.
Okay. One of the things we have always wanted to stress at this conference is the need of you young people in your local meeting. Our prayer and our exercise in calling this conference is that you might go home to the assembly that you came from, realizing more than ever that your older brothers and sisters in that meeting need you. The effort of the enemy is to divide. It has always been to separate. But I find in Titus 2 that far from separating, I find aged brothers, older sisters, young brothers, all brought together in these verses with this common setting before them. That there are spheres in which in particular they are addressed, but they're all addressed together that we collectively might bring glory and honor to the one who has saved us. And so it begins, speak thou the things which become sound teaching. What does sound teaching lead to? I'm very free to say this. If I'm wrong, John and Emil, others will correct me. If you want to know the teaching that I hold, watch me walk. You will soon learn it. People can say a lot of things, but the teaching that we hold will come out right here, right here, right here, right here. What we listen to, what we see, what we say, what we do. Well, here's what he's saying. Speak thou the things that become sound doctrine.